Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
What is going on? Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Alongside Chris Venture, I am Greg Sussman, back for another sports update for you today. But with the World Cup just a day or two away, it's time to get into the odds. Who you want to bet on when it comes to the World Cup? And there's nobody better to talk to you about that than Chris Venture. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Greg? Thanks for having me. World Cup's right around the corner. I'm ready to go. Ready to put in some money and make some big money.
You've been talking about the World Cup for months. While many people have, in our country, decided to forget it even exists, you've been the other way. You have been locked and loaded, despite no presence from the United States of America, despite no presence from Italy. You are all in. You've got your bets lined up. My first question for you is, where do we start?
All right, so obviously we're going to start with the group stage. The group stage is what we're getting into right now. It actually starts Thursday. And, you know, I would like to put a little, couple of little bets in just for group winners, things like that. We'll get into, you know, each individual game later on once it starts. But these are my overall bets. I'm looking for a group winner from, there's actually a bet to make a group select a group winner from each group to actually win the whole thing. So you could pick a group, and a team from that group will win the whole thing.
So what you're saying is you can make a bet
right.
That says somebody from Group A, for instance, will win the World Cup.
Right.
There's a bet out there to be made. Okay, so that means you're going to pick some groups with some strong contenders, right?
That's right. So I got three that I really like, three groups. I mean, my favorites to win the World Cup this year are France and Belgium. So obviously those groups are in there. Group C, which has France, is plus 450, according to my bookie.
Who else is in Group C?
The other teams in Group C, you got France, you got Denmark, who's a strong team. They're actually plus 380 to win the group. Peru, which is a strong South America team, and Australia.
Okay,
so it's a pretty decent group. But France is the likely favorite to get out of the group. I'm also picking them to win the group, but it's not a great bet because their odds aren't good. So I'm not going to put money on that.
Where is France in the overall rankings? Like, not rankings necessarily, but the odds. How high of a contender is France?
I believe that it's Brazil is number one at plus 330 to win it. Germany plus 380, I believe. And then I think the third is Spain, fourth is France.
Okay, so they're the fourth favorite.
Right, they're the fourth favorite. But their odds are pretty good. For them to win the whole thing, which I'm obviously putting some money down on that, is plus 550. So those are decent odds, and I think, you know, they're one of the powerhouses, and people sometimes overlook them, especially coming from this group. They should easily advance to the next round, so we'll see that happen, I'm pretty sure. So, and then you got Belgium, who's an outside shot, but they're not an outside shot. They're like Argentina, which Argentina and Belgium are plus 750 or around there. I think Argentina might be plus 700. So, but I know Belgium's plus 750. That's my other favorite to win the World Cup.
So you are all in, it sounds like, on France and Belgium. Those are your two big picks to win the World Cup.
Right.
I assume you said you like France coming out of Group C. You're taking Group C to win the World Cup. You're also taking Group D. I assume Belgium's in that?
Group G, yes.
Group G, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's plus 580. Even though England is also in that group.
Oh, so that's pretty good.
Right, which is a dark horse team. So you're looking at two teams that have a good shot to win the World Cup. Belgium, who's really strong and overlooked, and England, who usually chokes, but, you know, they have a good shot to make it very far and quite possibly win.
So who else is with that, with England and with Belgium?
In Group G, you have Tunisia and Panama. That's the problem. Tunisia and Panama probably aren't getting out of the group. So
it sounds like England and Belgium really got nice draws then this year.
Right, exactly. It could have been a group of death, because there's always that group of death.
Sure.
Usually
what's
has
the group
three
of death this year?
This year, the group of death was hard to find, but a lot of experts are saying Group H, which has no real powerhouse. That's why. It has Colombia, Poland, Senegal, and Japan. They're all pretty solid teams. They're above-average teams, I would say, all of them. But none of them are really a powerhouse team to win it all. So that's why they're calling it the group of death. Nobody really knows who's going to come out of that group and, you know, come in first in that group, for instance. But Belgium, England, and then you got Tunisia, Panama, which are both teams that are worse than anybody from Group H that
right,
I just mentioned.
So there you go. So far, we know that Chris really likes France. He really likes Belgium. So with that being said, he's betting on both of those teams to win the World Cup, as well as picking their groups to win the World Cup. So doubling down on both France and Belgium, taking Group C, taking Group G. Those are the bets that we know Chris is getting in on. What other teams do you like to bet on here, Chris, to win the World Cup? In total, in general, the entire thing.
So I have two dark horse teams that I really like. Now, obviously, the odds are really against them. I wouldn't suggest putting down, like, you know, a ton of money on these bets. But to put a little something is worth it because the odds are great. You got Poland from Group H. Like I said, no real powerhouse in that group. Group H has Colombia, who's very strong, and Senegal is a strong team. Japan, that's a team they should beat. But I think Poland has shown in the last Euro Cup, they made it pretty far. They advanced to the quarterfinals, I believe, and lost to Portugal in penalties. So they tied them, I think, 0-0, 1-1 in that Euro Cup. They showed strength. Penalties is sometimes a toss-up. You know what I mean? So it's a team that can make it far very easily. And this is their type of climate also. You're talking about Russia. It's a Eurasian type climate because it's part of Europe and Asia, and Poland is close to Russia. Poland is in that Eastern European region, so a lot of these Eastern European teams are going to do well, like Belgium. So I think that's a good bet, and they're plus 5,500 to win the World Cup. So you're talking great odds here. They're a team that should definitely come out of this group, and I just think it's a dark horse to win it all. My other one, which is even lower odds, even better odds, I should say, Switzerland, who comes out of the Brazil group, which is Group E, I believe. Group E, that's right. Which I also picked that group to have a winner, which is plus 300. But Switzerland, I have them actually winning the group and a dark horse to win the World Cup. Their odds to win the World Cup are plus 10,000. So if you put $100 on them, you win $10,000. I mean, I think that's worth it. Switzerland's a very strong team. In the 2010 World Cup, they actually beat Spain, the only team to beat Spain. They went on to win the World Cup. Switzerland had a good showing in the last World Cup. They're a stronger team. They're getting stronger and stronger as the years go on. This is a sleeper dark horse team. If you're talking about any sleepers within this World Cup, this is the team I think that could do it. I also think they'll win the World Cup. I mean, they'll win the group.
Well, let me stop you there. You said that Switzerland is in Group E. You like them as a dark horse. They're getting better year after year. But you also said that they're in a group with
Brazil.
The biggest favorite in this tournament, that's Brazil.
Right.
You think they're going to win this group?
I do. I usually have all the powerhouses winning the groups, the favorites winning the groups. This is the one place I don't. Brazil is a great team, of course, always, right? They're always a favorite. They're actually minus 440 to win the group, which is not a good bet because, you know, I mean,
heavy
minus,
favorite.
It's too heavy of a favorite, right. And Switzerland is a strong team. So is Serbia in this group. So that's one team Switzerland's going to have to contend with, but I think they're much better than them overall. They're a great defensive team. And I always think defense wins championships for any sport, football, whatever it is, pitching and baseball. And in this, Switzerland has a great goalie. They have a great defense. They should be able to do damage. If they could get out of the group, they have a real shot to win because defense is what wins in the knockout rounds. Because if you give up no goals, you can't really lose. You could take it to penalties. So I like Switzerland. They're plus 600 to win the group. I think that's a great bet. All Switzerland has to do is beat Serbia and Costa Rica and tie Brazil. If Brazil ends up tying one of the other teams, they make it through as the group winner. So Switzerland just has to take care of business otherwise. They just have to figure out a way to tie Brazil when they play them. So I think this is a good bet, and one of my favorite bets is Switzerland right there.
All right, so we know you like Belgium coming out of Group G. Now we know, wildly, you're taking Switzerland in Group E to overtake Brazil, one of your favorite bets on the board. Let's go through the other groups here, Chris, and find out who you like. Who do you like in Group A?
So in Group A, you got the host nation, Russia. You have Uruguay, which is a strong team, actually the favorite to win the group, and Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Now, Egypt and Saudi Arabia are kind of the odd men out in this group. So a clear bet is Uruguay and Russia to make it to advance. But if you want to bet a little money, I kind of like Russia to win the group since they're the host nation. Only one host nation in history has never made it out of the group. That was South Africa back in 2010. But they're obviously not a great team. That was the only World Cup they ever made. So I think Russia has a good shot. They're not a bad team. They're above average. They're not great. And Uruguay isn't a powerhouse. So they could easily win this group with the home nation behind them. And they're plus 160 to advance from this group. So I'm going Russia as the winner and Uruguay as the second team to come out.
All right, you're like Russia in Group A. You like Switzerland in Group E. You like Belgium in Group G. And we also know that you like Poland here in Group H. You spoke about your love for Poland, that Eastern European squad. A little bit of a home field advantage playing close to Poland, given that they are in Russia, that the whole Eastern European thing. What about if I look at, let's say, Group D, for instance? Who do you like there?
Group D. Group D is an interesting one. I mean, its clear-cut favorite is Argentina. I wouldn't bet any other team to win that group. I just don't think it's a smart bet. Argentina is probably going to really smack two of these teams out of the three. Even if they tie a game, I don't see anybody beating them in goal differential. Let's say they tie someone in points, they're probably going to have the higher goal differential. They got Lionel Messi, the best player, questionably the best player in the game to Cristiano Ronaldo. And the bet for them to win the group is minus 200. I mean, you could put money down on it, but you have to put a lot to really get what you want in return to get a good return on investment. So I wouldn't really touch it, but Argentina is going to win the group. If you want to bet who comes in second, that's more interesting. I have Nigeria coming in second in that group, which is plus 950 to win the group. To come in second, I don't know what the odds are right now. I could get back to you on that, but I have Nigeria coming in second, and they're not the favorite to come in second. It's actually Croatia. Then you have also Iceland, who's a team that did very well in the last Euro Cup, made it to the quarterfinals. They actually beat England in the round of 16, 2-1 in that Euro Cup. So they're another good team. This is actually a very good, consistent, solid group. And I think Nigeria is a good bet to come in second because Nigeria is a very strong team coming from Africa. African teams tend to do well in the group stage. So I think this is definitely something you want to do. But Argentina is going to win this group.
Two more groups I want to ask you quickly about. That includes Group F. Who do you like advancing in that one?
Well, you got Germany in that group. So the second heavy favorite.
All right.
They're minus 380 to get out of the group. I mean, to win the group. And that, obviously, I mean, you could bet that. It's probably a lock. So if you want to put a ton of money down on that to win a certain, it's minus 380. So you're putting 380 to win 100. So you got to put a lot of money in that. But it's worth it because Germany will come out of that group as the winner. They should, at least. Mexico, Sweden, and Korea, the other team, South Korea, that is. Korea is the odd man out here. They're the heavy underdog. It's between Mexico and Sweden to come in second in that group. And I actually like Sweden. Sweden's actually the team that beat Italy in the qualification to make it to the
now
World
we
Cup,
know why
which
you
hurts.
Like Sweden.
Well, I'm not rooting for them, obviously, because I'm not happy about that. But they're a strong team this year. Even without their star player for many years, Ibrahimovic, who's no longer part of the international squad. He's too old to play. But Mexico's in that group, also a strong team. I just think the climate works for Sweden more than it works for Mexico. Mexico's coming from basically, not South America, they're North America, but Southern Hemisphere almost, near the equator. Whereas Sweden's a Northern Hemisphere team in the northern part of Europe. So they're used to that type of climate up in Russia. So I think Sweden's a good bet here to come in second and advance out of this group.
Chris Ventura, playing the climate control game in the World Cup. Last one I want to ask you about is that group of death. You mentioned it earlier on in our show about just how tough it is. There's no dominant team, but Group H has quite a few good teams, including Senegal. Do you think Senegal gets into the next round?
Yes, I do. Actually, so in that group, the heavy favorite, well, not the heavy favorite, but the favorite is Colombia. They're plus 110 to win the group. Poland's plus 140. I'm taking Poland to win the group. Once again, climate reasons. Colombia's from South America. And I think Colombia's going to have a tough time versus these other teams as well, Senegal and Japan. Japan, very organized, chemistry-based team. A lot of the Asian teams are like that because they don't really play outside of their niche, outside of their own country, so they have good chemistry. Senegal is a... These African teams are very, very good talent-wise. They play all over the country in Premier League and the Italia League, the big leagues. And Senegal's a strong team. They're plus 380 to win the group, but plus 100 to actually advance from the group. So I'm taking Senegal to advance from this group, Group H, plus 100. So it's even money. Actually, to go back to Sweden and Nigeria, which is Group D, to come in second, plus 200 for Nigeria to advance from the group. Plus 100 for Sweden to advance from the group. So that's why I like those teams.
There you
Even
go.
Money.
A whole lot of bets from the analyst, Chris Ventura. We're going to do this every single day. Chris is going to give you his favorite picks of the day. If he doesn't like the game, he'll tell you that. He doesn't like the game. But if he loves the game, he'll tell you that too. What I can assure you, his two picks, the two that you have to remember, France and Belgium, Chris's favorite bets of this tournament. Make sure you get them in because when they win, Well, the analyst told you so. Chris Ventura, I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for checking out Fantasy Sports Today. Make sure you check out all of our other great programming here on the Fantasy Sports Network, including the Fantasy Best Friends Forever, every day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.